Coming to you from the bottom of Lake Agassiz. Welcome to the weekend edition of Outdoors Live on the mighty 790 KFGO, FM 104.7, 94.1, KFGO.com, the KFGO mobile app. You can enjoy Outdoors Live in many different ways. And I say that quite frankly and quite honestly because you're listening to Outdoors Live, but it might be on a podcast. And if you haven't checked out the podcast, I would encourage you to do that and to subscribe to the podcast. That's one thing that, I mean, I love the outdoors, like Brew and Agri, Gone Outdoors, or listening to some of the great guests that also talk about the outdoors, not just Scotty Brewer and Kyle Agri, but Joel Heitkamp will have great guests on about game and fish, hunting, fishing in the outdoors, Tyler Axis, Amy and JJ, KFGO News. So the podcast is something that I've grown to appreciate. And the beautiful thing on that is you can listen to Outdoors Live live on the air. You can listen to the podcast whenever you want. You can go back if you missed a part and listen to it again. So that's really, really a cool way for you to enjoy the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. I am a former game warden and a current biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And each weekend, we take a little different look at the outdoors. It's not just simply casting and blasting, hunting and fishing. It's a unique outdoors magazine that comes to life. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of your weekend. I honestly have to tell you, as a hunter, a biologist, a game and fish employee, I really want to focus on explaining our lottery system. And I've done it in the past and I'll do it in the future, because as so much deals with habitat, weather, and population numbers, when it comes to drawing a deer license, to drawing any tag that's within the Game and Fish Department lottery, understanding it is so paramount. And there's a lot of misconceptions about the Game and Fish Department lottery. Number one, it's not just a deer lottery. Any licenses that are issued through a lottery are done through what we call a bonus point. It's not a preference point. It's a bonus point. So this lottery system is used for deer, moose, elk. It's used for bighorn sheep, pronghorn, tundra swan, wild turkey. But now that's just the lottery. The bonus point is where people start to get maybe lost in the rough and end up just a little bit further deeper in the woods than what they should be or could be. So there's a lottery system, and then there's a bonus point, which is part of the lottery system. Most specifically comes into play when people start hearing about the deer lottery. So the deer lottery bonus point, it's a weighted lottery. So the bonus points give you a weighted lottery. These bonus points are in the deer gun, the muzzleloader, the pronghorn, the swan, the spring, and the fall wild turkey. Now, the bonus point system can be a little bit confusing. Okay? So let me just explain this a little bit before I go back through some of the high points. When you put in for your deer license, okay, if you fail to draw your first license choice in any given year, you're going to get a bonus point. Now, for the following years, you don't have to apply in the same unit or for the same type of deer. Sometimes people will build up bonus points and then start putting in for mule deer units. But as it stands right here, right now, you do not have to apply in the same unit or for the same deer type each year to qualify. You get an additional bonus point each year you apply that you do not receive your first license. You accumulate those bonus points as long as you apply in the first drawing at least once every 2 years. So you can skip a year, you can miss a year, but you can't do it 2 years in a row. You could put in, skip a year, okay? Every time you're unsuccessful for your first license choice, you're gonna get additional chances in the drawing, each bonus point accumulated. So for points 1 through 3, you're entered in the drawing 2 times the number of bonus points that you have. Sometimes the math might get a little bit confusing, like of how do you have the points? And that's not maybe as big as understanding that you put in for your first choice, your first unit, and the drawing is still random. Okay? The drawing is still wrong. That's one of the big draws on the bonus point lottery system, is that you don't have to wait a year. Now, you accumulate more points, you have better odds, better chances. Okay? So as I referenced, every time you get through, you get a bonus point. For points 1 through 3, you're entered the drawing twice the number of points that you have. So if you have 2 points, 2 years, you'd get 4 chances to be drawn compared to a person who just has 1 from the first year. If you're completing for the same license, you're going to have 5 chances. They're going to have 1 chance, okay? When you accumulate 4 more points, the number of additional chances is then cubed on your bonus points. So once you have 4 points, you're in the lottery drawing 64 additional times. 125 times if you have 5 points, and so on. They accumulate as long as you do not draw your first license choice and you apply in the drawing, the first drawing every year. You don't get the bonus points on years you don't apply. Again, remember, each drawing is random. But the more bonus points you have, the better odds that you're going to have. Then once you get your first license, first choice, you lose your bonus points and you start over. Bonus points can only be earned in the first drawing for each species in each year. The lottery itself, we'll talk more about that moving forward, but the lottery itself is 4 separate drawings, 1 for each choice on the application. First, we hold a drawing for the first unit, first deer choice. When those are issued, then we draw for the first unit, second deer choice. Then the second unit, first deer choice, and finally the second unit and the second deer choice. But when you get down there, you're not losing those bonus points. I'm going to bring in Brian Schaefer. He is the Hunter Education Coordinator for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. And Brian, let's talk about hunter education in North Dakota. Why is right now the time to be looking for hunter education courses?
People aren't thinking about next hunting season already, but with hunter education, the vast majority of our classes are taught from about middle of January through June. And that was historically the case just due to everyone being in the deer lottery in mid-June. But we've started teaching a few other courses, trying to get courses developed throughout the summer, but the vast majority still occur during the winter months here in North Dakota. So if you use the apprentice option last year, or you're in need of hunter education, now would be the time to start looking.
Makes perfect sense. That's why right now is the time to look for hunter education classes in North Dakota. Go to the Game and Fish Department website, click on Hunter Education. Brian Schaefer is the Hunter Education Coordinator for your North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Hey, we're just getting started here. There is still much more to come, including a podcast extra from Brewer and Agri. That's how we wrap up the show each and every week. So we're just getting things heated up here on the weekend edition of Outdoors Live. This is the Mighty 790 AM, FM 104.7, 94.1, KFGO.com. You're listening on the KFGO mobile app and KFGO.com. It's the weekend edition of Outdoors Live with your host, Doug Lear. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Outdoors Live.